Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled, What Time Is It?
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is a time for everything, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to hurt and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time for embracing and a time to be far from embraces, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What do workers profit from their labor? I have reflected on this while learning all the kinds of work God gives to humankind. God has made everything in harmony with the divine. Yet although the Almighty has imbued eternity in our soul, we are unable to grasp the totality of God's work from beginning to end. The Word of God. As I sat outside early in the morning the other day, I caught sight of the beautiful web of an orb spider which was exquisitely attached to the entire side of a deck chair. It was a display of extraordinary engineering. I started wondering about this particular spider and how it knew where and when to spin its web and why it was so persistent in rebuilding the web after it had been swept away time and time again. Why did it mend only to be torn down again? What did it profit from its labor? Why was it created? Why does it continue to exist? As it turns out, the web provides a home and food for the orb, who lives about 12 months, laying her eggs in late summer or early fall. The spider keeps exquisite time, dying at first frost, leaving her babies on their own to hatch in spring. Mother spider knows when to be and when to leave. It could be said that the orb spider exists outside herself for the promulgation of her species, for the next generation, so to speak. And this is what reminds me of Ecclesiastes. King Solomon, to whom Ecclesiastes is attributed, seems to be reflecting on the meaning of life. Sometimes he seems optimistic, at others, fatalistic. Earlier in chapter 2, Solomon seems hedonistic and self-centered, seeking pleasure in a search for true happiness, often at the expense of those with less power and means. I think I can relate to his reflections and questions of uncertainty, many of which seem so pertinent to us today. What gives me comfort and hope is that the connections within Ecclesiastes' pairs of opposites are circular, not linear. Birth and death, planting and harvesting, hurting and healing, weeping and laughing, keeping and letting go, loving and failing to love, are part of the mystery and circle of life where God is both infinite center and circumference, to paraphrase Voltaire. We are not the center of the universe. We are meant to live in the service of others in whatever way we can. And it is in being other-centered that we can find meaning in life. I know spiders are arachnids and not part of humankind. As far as I know, they don't have a soul. Still, they are created by God, in harmony with God. And with God, timing is perfect.